Galliano, Acid Jazz Revenge. This is sounds like this on a Sunday. Nearly finished the first hour. Stay with us for the second, please. Please. I'll give you a little bit of Kamal the Abstract, which is Q-Tip, of course. I don't think it ever came out, this album. Don't know how I got hold of a copy. Mr. Mega, I believe.
Mucho rey mío, los saludos de las tri. Yo rapeo lo que sea, pero inglés no hablo, please. Yo quiero que sean felices. Un saludo de la Ferro para Samuel Like Dix.
Más o menos.
Really concerned with his ability to cope with the heat. Right behind me, number one court under the roof. Coco Goff has 3 set points to take this into the decider. 5-3-40 love. Let's see if Coco can do this. Came storming back to win the first set.
There ain't nobody but you. There ain't nobody that does it for me.
Hey, yo, that one of a kind. But she still has set point that continues.
The whole thing's got me
for Naomi Osaka. What a performance this was. Such quality, such good focus. And she has knocked out the top seed of number one.
I wonder if you're doing the same way. I wonder if you're doing the same way.
the day. In 3 hours and 25 minutes it took him to beat the qualifier Roman Safulin, who put up a fantastic battle. Led 5-2 actually in the first set. Djokovic got it back to a tiebreak, won the tiebreak. Safulin took the third set. It was not always vintage tennis from Djokovic, as he said afterwards.
To be honest, I haven't felt really great on the court, so I was just ready to get out of it.
Looking out.
So satisfaction and enjoyment was not part of today's work, to be honest. Of course, I'm relieved and happy to win it, but I haven't enjoyed it, so hopefully next time.
Think so.
it will not subdue.
Yes, yes. Sounds like this. Second part. It is a pre-record, so if you're listening live, and please do still send me a message anyway, because I love that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's happened before. It's happened already. It's happened already. Okay, so as I said in the first hour, what I'm doing with this show, really, although I did play loads of new stuff in the last hour, I couldn't quite help myself, but as I'm going through stuff, as I'm kind of reducing, mainly reusing, to be honest, and a few are going, I'm sort of coming across stuff, especially on CD, like CDs, you know, it's the forgotten format, isn't it? It's the one where basically, you know, USB and whatever else as streaming has kind of taken over from that. Vinyl's still doing well. It's a little bit bougie in places, but you know what I mean? We love the vinyl. You know, we love the vinyl. A lot of this stuff is the CDs, my CDs that I'm just not going to let go of, because I just know I'm going to end up paying for the digital download later on. What did you hear to start with? You heard one from Bilal's Love for Sale album. I've got the name of the track. It was the opening track anyway from that. And you just heard from Steve Williamson as well, Journey to Truth. Went through a bit of a period where the Jazz Warriors, or the UK Jazz Warriors, it's kind of lots been written and said about them. And there was a kind of lot of industry hype at the time, and it was obviously very well deserved. You had people like Courtney Pine, Steve Williamson, all sorts of people coming through there.
Hello to you. It will be a moment of truth for the England football team in less than three hours' time.
That was written about the current UK jazz explosion, or kind of current-ish, called Unapologetic Expression by Andre Marmont of Afrikwa. He wrote, it's a good book, it's a good book. And it's got a section on the Jazz Warriors and kind of how they were sort of picked up by the industry. They were sort of very much sort of, you know, hyped as the next hot thing. Didn't last particularly long. There's a lot of kind of deals, you know, record deals going that way, and then not much afterwards as well. So some of them fared better than others, it has to be said. Steve Williamson, this one was from 1994. Because 1984, that's got Jaleesa Anderson on it, wonderful vocalist, who's had a bit of a revival recently, funnily enough, with Friendly Pressure's Sunships remix of that, sort of doing the rounds on TikTok or something. And I've been playing it out relatively recently, I think at Hagler's Corner, and it got quite a bit of response from the crowd. So this is Journey to Truth you just heard. The next one is a brand new track. It's from Outer World Ensemble, which are on the wonderful ATA Records. Do check out their stuff. I keep talking about them. They're from Leeds. This is a kind of collaborative project with the excellent Chip Wickham as well, and you're going to hear All Is.
It's just not personal in our head. Altitude, it is what it is. Our crowd, it is what it is. It's not in our favor. We need to overcome obstacles, but we have the spirit, we have the commitment, we have the pure will, the glue in the team to overcome these things.
Thank you.
electrical storms and extreme weather. So it remains to be seen whether the weather will come again as planned at 1 a.m. on the pitch. Topper 2 has got some key decisions to make, certainly a right back. Reece James will be to start the game.
Up from the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the city that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed. Sent away. Yeah, but people know it's winter. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save the soul from the winter in America. Stick.
There are signs of internal tensions. Recent reform chairman said Mr. Farage should take a break.
Thank you. haven't been there lately, we have. And the season is back. It was holiday weather for a minute, or when I was just on vacation. But I'll tell you a story. There used to be an agreement between the seasons. I mean, after a while, they decided to sit down and work it out. And they agreed that they were just going to come and stay about 3 months apiece. And then they would go where the seasons go when they're not where you are. And this would be a cycle. It would go on all the time. And then one year in America, one of the seasons got mad. Decided it was going to stay. Decided that the way things were done here made it feel at home. He wouldn't go when he was supposed to. And I mean, it wasn't the people running this stuff, you know what I'm saying? It was something. It was some kind of vibe there. And it's called Winter in America. Welcome to pilgrims, to the buffalo that once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds looking for the rain. Yeah, they've been looking for rain. Just like the cities staggered on the coastline, living in a nation that just can't much more. Like the forest they buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now, it's winter. If you know the words, you can sing along. It seems like it's winter in America. A time when all the healers done been killed, betrayed. And people know something's wrong. Everybody ought to know, because it's winter in America. And you want to know the truth? The truth is, ain't nobody fighting. Don't nobody know what to save. Brother, you best save your soul, because Lord knows it is winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper with free society. Well, they struggled, and then they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corners, on the court, hoping it would rain. Yeah, even hoping for some damn rain. But it just don't look like rain. Yeah, I see the robins. Yeah, perched in the barren treetops, watching last-ditch racists marching across the floor. Like the peace sign that filtered in our dreams that never had a chance to grow. Somebody ought to go tell them. It is winter. Cold. Like winter in America. Time when all the healers, to people who done been killed or betrayed, but the people know, and the people know it's something wrong. And this winter seems like winter in America.
Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday. Mixing up the old and new today. You heard the original, what was it, 1973 version of Win to an America, Gil Scott-Heron. And Brian Jackson, of course. Which was written, I think, around the time of Richard Nixon, which, weirdly enough, the current occupant of the White House is a big admirer of. Which explains a lot. And from Nixon to Reagan, Gil Scott-Heron would often provide some social and political commentary on the issues of the day in the United States. Goodness knows what he'd make of it all now. Someone bragging about our intention to commit genocide, bluffing or not, goodness me. So that takes us up to the brand new version, which is on the Brian Jackson album, Now or Never. Now More Than Ever, sorry. Which lands, I think, at the end of this month, possibly early May. Co-produced with Kenny Dope and Little Lou Vega, aka Master at Work. That one featuring Rich Medina, Brian Jackson. Seen him live a few times now over the last couple of years, and he's incredible. And that's been put out by BBE, who recently, or this year, are celebrating their 30th anniversary. I remember getting their stuff when they first started off, and they had those brilliant compilations called Stop, what was it called? It would be a good idea if you're about to go on a eulogy to actually learn the name of the compilations. But anyway, don't see many of them around at the moment. What are they called now? There were some brilliant ones. Anyway, it'll come to me. In the background as well. Oh, they celebrated their 30th actually with what looked like an incredible party, with certainly an incredible lineup a couple of weeks back. This one, Trouble Man, aka Mark Pritchard, he did an album, or did two albums, did an album with a sort of real Brazilian flavour to it, but also had a bit of Escobar. Yeah, and you know what, we've all got Far Out Records, and then they released a sort of follow-up, which was the first phase. For this one, The Switch. Over the stadium, clear further down the line, and then the center of the city, and you don't want to.
2.5 hours to go before kickoff, and if passion and support could win games, England would already be through. It's quite funny.
Outward.
Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday. Chris Wright through till 7 o'clock. I hope you're enjoying the tunes. And as I said already, this is a little kind of a pre-up. It's not live. But I wanted to sort of put stuff on, which basically is kind of, as I said, I'm kind of in the process of sort of windling stuff down. That's not a word. But trying to do that anyway and just kind of discovering loads of music that I've forgotten about. You heard a track from prior to this one. You heard a track from a brilliant compilation, which kind of came out. It's Scattered Snares. It was a little bit later than the first wave, I guess, of Broken Beat, because that kind of came around sort of the early 2000s. It was 2007, but it was a really strong compilation. And you heard Mark Mack, who kind of compiled the whole thing. The legend from Four Hero, Mark Mack, Headspin. I think that came out again a couple of years later, or a couple of years ago. Anyway, I remember seeing it recently, or relatively recently. And then also you heard a track from an album which I do feel didn't quite get the love and attention it deserved when it came out last year, from Oliver Knight on True Thoughts. If you're looking for a really good sort of house and broken beat and all the kind of cross-section stuff, that's the one to go to. I would recommend it. And obviously people like Wheel Up and stuff like that. There's a lot of great producers out there. That one, The City, featuring Jay Phelps on trumpet, sounding really, really good. And then going back into the collection, I found this. There was a record label called Ether Records at the start of the... it was a man called Aid Harley who used to run it. He came and played at Phonetics a couple of times. And he put out quite a few good compilations, and one of them he put out, which again, it's just incredible that they got the rights for it at the time, was the BBC Sessions by Giles Peterson. It's volume one. I don't think there was ever a volume two, which is a shame, because with all the sort of sessions they've had it made available, there could be some brilliant ones from there. But just look at the lineup of people on there: Beck, Bjork, Common, 07, Roots Maneuver, NERD, The Roots, Amp Fiddler, and loads more. I'm going to play you a track by a group who had one album out in the 2004. We put them on actually at this what's it, casino called? It was called Stars at the time, but it's on Queen's Road. One of the most stressful gigs, but also one of the most brilliant gigs. Jack Splash, who was the lead singer, was a real kind of Prince style frontman, and he sort of went on to become the big producer. So this one's 3 a.m.
What happens then?
You feel like...
Did he ask you to carry a bag through customs?
Well, I dated him.
Like that.
And I just thought he was a very famous kickboxer. I just thought, well, this makes perfect sense.
Were there any seeds of doubt?
Possibly a couple of tiny red flags. So one was that everywhere we went, he would have...
Heroin.
No, there would always be, like, two much older, quite built guys who would just be around, who said were his uncles. And he had a scar on his shoulder.
Laying on the ground.
down.
2012.
Break that down.
Right. 2012.
How old do you reckon he is, though? Yeah. Like 35?
I think he might be one of these people that is actually older but hasn't done a hard day's work in his life.
11 years ago. Yeah. Right, he would have been very young indeed.
Do you know what?
Chappie, she would have still been at school.
So what happened then? Where did you go to meet him?
In a pub in Portsmouth.
Okay. So,
Rob,
can I just remind the people from Portsmouth are watching?
A Portsmouth pub?
We went to a pub in Portsmouth and we had a drink.
So you're chatting, it's going well. What happens then?
Well, then I went to the loo.
How are you feeling at this point? Are you thinking about mental one?
No, to be honest, I thought we're having a nice time as mates.
There wasn't an undercurrent of...
It was a nice...
It wasn't an undercurrent. How long were you in the loop for? He was going out all across the floor. The chairs were moving around. We were trying to play dogs.
Yeah, the sound of Plant Life, and from their album Return to Jack Splash, which was a bit of a confusing title because, it was the first one, wasn't it? It was the first one that he released, or they released. I'm trying to remember the name of the DJ as well, because she always posts some really, really good stuff on Instagram. But anyway, let's move on. So as I said, this is kind of going through my CDs, preparing to change location within Sheffield, I should say. And I just thought this is a good opportunity to kind of play some of the tunes, which probably, if you've been listening to this show for as long as I've been doing it, which thank you very much if you have, can't be that many of you, but if there is, then...